Okay, right, so we're holding Daf Ches Amid Beis, third line from the top. As you know, since the beginning of our parak, we've been trying to figure out why we need the Aleha, Aleha Drosha. The Aleha of Yevama Yovei Aleha, and the Aleha that we have in the Pasuk. Isha Alachoisa Leisikach Litzro Legalois Ervasa Aleha Bechayeh. What do I need this Aleha, Aleha for? After all, if the purpose of the drasha is to teach us that a yovam cannot and should not go and be miyabem an erva or the tzara, I know that based on the fact that ein asei doicha loises shiyesh boi paris. So what's the need then for having the drasha aleha aleha? That was what the Gemara has been dealing with for the last few days. Yesterday, the Gemara gave three reasons why we need the Aleha. The first case was Nosa Meis Umeis V'yakach Nosa Chai. That's back on Ches Amud Aleph, roughly a quarter down the Amud. Itzrich Aleha Eicha De Nosa Meis Umeis V'yakach Nosa Chai. V'yiboyiseima Eima Asya V'yiboyiseima Asya Bekesha Mid Rabbi Yoina. What was the mass of Rabbi Yoina? It says in the Pasuk at the end of Kedoshim, Kikola Sheyasa Mikola Toyevisa Eila Ben Nichrusu. So all of the Arois are Hukshu Zulazu, and in particular they're all Hukshu Li Eishes Ach. And so therefore, just like Eishes Ach is Mutter, all the Arois Lechoyra should be Mutter. A person should be able to be Miyabein, just like he became Miyabein, excuse me, Eishes Achim. He should have to miyabim, bitayim, bas bitayim, all the rest. That's why we have to have the aleha to say, no, 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 don't go and be miyabim. That was teretz number two. The third teretz and the final teretz is Rava. Rava is about two-thirds down the Amid. Rava Omar, erva loy tzricha kra. I don't need a pasuk to tell you the din of erva. The ein esa doicha loy says sheyesh by karis. What do I need the pasuk for? The meiser tzara. To go and tell you, not only can you not marry the erva, you can't marry the tzara of the erva. But then the Gemara said, no, that cannot be. Going back to the bottom of the Amud, starting six lines from the bottom, umayshna erva deloy tzricha kra. Why are you telling me I don't need a pasuk for erva? The ein esei doicha loisa sheyesh beikaris tzara nami loyti boikra mishum de ein esei doicha loisa sheyesh beikaris. What our Gemara tells us is that just like a person is not allowed to be miyabim his bitoy, bas benoy, because it's an erva, and the asay of yivim cannot be doicha the loises sheyesh beikaris of one of the arayis, that applies even to the tzara of the erva. Why is that? Says Rashi, because the same pasuk that tells us achois ishtoy also tells us litzror, and so therefore the din of kikola sheyas mikol teivus ha'elu v'nichrusu goes on the tzara as well. So I don't even need the aleha aleha to tell you the din of tzara. So in bazay, what do I need the aleha aleha for? Says Imar, three lines from the bottom of Ches Amar Aleph, Omni Rav Acha Bar Bibi Mar Ravina, Hachiko Meshmei Derova, Tzora Nami Liyitzrich Kro, to tell us the Isur of being Miyabim the Erva, or being Miyabim the Tzora, I don't need a Pasuk. Ki Yitzrich Kro, what do I need? What do I use Aleha for? Not for an Isur, but for a heter, lemishri tzara shaloi b'makay mitzvah, to be matir, to permit one to go and marry a tzara if there is no mitzvah involved. What's a case of a tzara where there's no mitzvah involved? There are, of course, many cases, but just to go and throw out, for instance, an example, a person has a son, Baruch Hashem, and the son goes and marries a young lady. That young lady is called kalosoi, where the Torah says there's an iser to go and live with, marry, whatever, his kalosa. Even if, chas v'shalom, his son passes away, and therefore the young lady is no longer his daughter-in-law, halachically she remains his kalosa forever and ever. Okay, what happens if this kalosa were to marry that fellow's brother, right? Reuven's daughter-in-law married Shimon. Nothing wrong with that. That's an uncle marrying. It's not even a natural niece. It's a tzigikim and a niece. No problem. So Shimon would be allowed to go and marry her. What happens if then Shimon also had other wives? And then Nebuch Shimon passed away without any children. So Reuven is stuck now. Should I be miyabim one of these young ladies? He cannot be miyabim kolosoi because that's the Isra of Kolosai. He cannot be miyabim any of the other ladies because it's the tzara of the erva. So then that would be what we would call a tzara b'makai mitzvah, which as we established on the Amud Aleph, there would be a din of kares. He's not allowed to marry either one, neither the Kolosai nor the tzaras hakam. That's the case of a normal where it's b'makai mitzvah. What's a tzara shaloi b'makai mitzvah? Start again. A fellow had a son, and that son married a young lady, the young lady that's now Kolosai. Yeah, fine. Nebuch the son passed away, and now that Kolosai married Yankel Smith, who lives in Chicago. Anything wrong with marrying Yankel Smith? No, fine. The father-in-law of this Kolosai doesn't even know Yankel Smith, they never met, but fine, Yankel Smith. Rabbi, we're starting on the top of Ches Amid Beis, top line. We're just explaining the case of a tzara shaloi b'makom mitzvah. So Yankel Smith married the former kolosai of this fellow in New York. And what happens? And Yankel Smith has other wives as well. And eventually, unfortunately, Yankel Smith passes away without any children. Rachman Litzla. Okay, so now the fellow over here, they tell him that there are a bunch of women available. Does he want to marry them? The first one is kolosai. Can he marry his kolosai? Of course not, it's his erva. Can he marry any other co-wives, any of the tzaras? And the answer is yes. Why? It's the chatzar of an erva. But it's shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Reuven is not being asked now to go and be miyabin because he's not related to Yankel Smith at all. Yankel Smith may or may not have brothers or sisters. That's irrelevant for our purposes. The point is that Reuven over here, who was the former father-in-law of this kolosai, once a father-in-law, always a father-in-law, he's not allowed to marry the kolosai, but he's allowed to marry any of the other women. The other women are tzorais of kolosai. That's what we call the mishri tzara shaloi b'makom mitzvah. How do I know that there is such a heter? My time, amakra aleha. That's the pasuk that we have. The galois ervasa aleha b'chayeha b'makom aleha hu d'asira. What means b'makom aleha? Yivama yovoy aleha, the case of Yivam, that's when the Tzara is asked. Shalei b'makom aleha sharia. Good. So with this we've completed now the third teretz. What do I need the aleha for? According to this third teretz, the aleha is not to tell you an isur, but it's to tell you a heter of the Tzara shalei b'makom mitzvah. Rami Bar Chama now asks a very fascinating question. Omli Rami Bar Chama l'Rava, Eima erva gufa shaloi b'makom mitzvah tishteri. He says now that perhaps just like we're saying that the tzara shaloi b'makom mitzvah is mutter, maybe even the erva itself shaloi b'makom mitzvah should be mutter. After Yankel Smith married this fellow's kolosai, now Nebuch Yankel Smith died, this kolosai now is available, maybe Reuven, the former shver of this, the former father-in-law of this kolosai, maybe he should also be able to go and marry the erva herself, not only the tzara shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Maybe even the erva should be able to marry shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Freitimara says, Rava back to Rami Bar Chama, v'lav kal b'chaymer hu. How can you even ask such a question? Sacha kal b'chaymer. Madach b'makom mitzvah asira. Madach if this kolosai falls to Reuven to Yibum, in the case of Reuven and Shimon, and the kolosai married Shimon, so now Shimon passed away, so now this young lady falls to him to Yibum, kolosai. If you want coffee, you have downstairs. If you want a gemara, we have upstairs. I don't know if it is. We are on Ches Amid Beis, and we're in the middle of the teretz that Rav is giving to Rami Bar Chama. We are on the fifth line from the top of the Amid. Rami Bar Chama asked Rav that let us say that an erva shaloi b'makom mitzvah should be mutter. And Rava says, I don't even understand your question. Madach, the father-in-law, cannot go and be miyabim his former kolosai when the kolosai is married to the father-in-law's brother, right? We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has his kolosai. The kolosai went and married after Reuven's son passed away. Then the kolosai married Shimon. Shimon Nebuch Rachman Litzlan passes away. She falls liyibim to Reuven. Let us go and say the madach. He's a v'lav kavachoymeru. The mokay mitzvah hasira. If Reuven wanted to now go and be miyabim his kala, that's awesome. Why? She's an erva. But let's go and say shalav mokay mitzvah sharia. No, that's the kavachoymeru. Madach mokay mitzvah hasira. Shalav mokay mitzvah sharia. Madach in mokay mitzvah, we say that he's not allowed to be miyabim his former kolosai. We're going to go and say shalav mokay mitzvah should be mutter. That doesn't make sense. At least when he's doing yibum, he's being rakayim a mitzvah and being meyavim lahakim achav shem b'Yisrael. But nevertheless, the Torah says aser loch aser aser aser. So shloim b'mokah mitzvah where there's no mitzvah whatsoever, just to go and marry the kolosai who was married to Yankel Smith from Chicago. That should be mutter. That's not a sensible question. So Amalei, so Rav Chama says, it's a very sensible question. Tzara techiach, I'll bring you right from tzara. The mokah mitzvah asira. You agree that a tzara of an erev of a mokah mitzvah. In other words, for yibum is asa. That's litzra, yutunish. Vishloim a mokah mitzvah sharia. However, if that very same tzara is the tzara, not a mokah mitzvah, she happens to be the tzara of that kolosai who married Yankel Smith in Chicago, there's no mokah mitzvah over there, then you agree that it's mutter. So you see that a tzara changes from the case of mokah mitzvah, then we say it's osur. Shloim a mokah mitzvah is mutter. So say the same thing by erva. The mokah mitzvah, it's osur. Shloim a mokah mitzvah, maybe the erva itself should be mutter. Amalei, so Rabbi answered, Alecha makra, to address your issue. That's why the Torah says, Bechayeha, kol shebechayeha. In other words, referring back to our case of the Achois Ishtoi, the Isha Lachois Lisikach Litzra, Legales, Ervosa, Aleha, Bechayeha. What do I need that extra Bechayeha for? Kol shebechayeha. Anywhere that she may live throughout the world, wherever she happens to be, that Isser continues to apply. And so therefore, although legabi the tzara, the Isser goes away because of the aleha, aleha drosha, but legabi the erva herself, as long as she is alive, makes no difference where she happens to be, under what circumstances, whether she happens to be the original erva because l'moshel ar kolosai, or the original erva because it's achois ishtoi, and then subsequently she married somebody else or whatever, it makes no difference. As long as she's alive, the erva remains aser forever. The status of the tzara can change, but the status of the erva doesn't change. Ah, so that's why. What's the problem?
But the status of the erva does change. The sister of the wife does change, not in her lifetime, but in her sister's. Reuven's married to Mrs. Reuven. Mrs. Reuven has a sister. Mrs. Reuven passes away. Reuven's sister is now mutter to Reuven. Bechayeha, not the chayeha of Mrs. Reuven's sister, and the chayeha of Mrs. Reuven.
And therefore?
So we're saying bechayeha is attaching now to the erva, but the chayeha is attaching to the, is not attaching to the erva, it's attaching to the erva's sister, who's presently the wife of Reuven.
Okay, very good question. So what you're essentially asking is the Gemara's kasha, but you're asking in slightly different words. What the Gemara said until now is bechayeha means that as long as there's an erva in existence, under whatever the circumstances are, whether she happens to be b'makom yibam or shaloi b'makom yibam, the Torah says she remains aser in all circumstances. And that's why when Rami Bar Chama said, Eima erva gufe shaloi b'makom mitzvah tishri, says Rabbi, says b'chayeha, as long as she's alive, she remains aser forever and ever. It makes no difference whether it's b'makom mitzvah, shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Freiti Mora, that's what you're using the word Bechayeh for. Hai Bechayeh mi boilei lemutei achar misa. that Bechaya is coming to tell you that the whole Isra Bechois Ishtoi is only if both of them are still alive. However, if the husband's wife, Mrs. Reuven, as you called her, if she passed away, then Reuven would be able to go and marry the sister, the former sister-in-law, because there's no Isra after she passes away. By all the other Aroyois, it makes no difference what the circumstances are. L'moshel, the case of Chamoisai. What's a Chamoisai? A Shviga. How does a person get a Shviga? He marries his wife, and then he automatically gets a Shviga as part of the package deal. What happens if Chalila V'chas, the person divorces his wife, or the wife Nebuch passes away? So we would say, she's no longer the mother-in-law. The Torah says, she remains a Shviga forever and ever. That's only the Gabi Chamoise. In the case of the Achois Ishtoi, if we would use that same type of logic, yes, we would go and say that if the person's wife passed away, so then the Isser of Achois Ishtoi still remains. Says the Torah, no, there's no din of Achois Ishtoi after his wife passes away, because it's a din bechayeha, as long as his wife is alive. So this Achois Ishtoi is different than other Aroyos, where Kalosi remains forever, and Chamoisi remains forever, and all the other Isurim remain forever and ever, because that's the way the Torah wanted it. The only exception to the rule is the Achois Ishtoi, where Lemute Le'achavis. So that being the case, you were trying to use that Bechaya to go and say that the Tzar, not the Tzar, that the Erva is Osir, not only B'mokai Mitzvah, but even Shaloi B'mokai Mitzvah, and that's the Kavanah of the Pasuk, and that's the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question. Says, well, no, I need the Bechaya to tell us this Chidush, that Achois Ishtoi is different than the other Aroyis, that if Chas Shalom, Mrs. Reuven passes away, he's able to go and marry, not only B'miyabim, he's allowed to go and marry the Chetchila, the former sister-in-law, because the Isra only applies b'chayeha. So if I need it for that, then I don't have it available to answer Rami Bar Chama's question of going and marrying the erva shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. Everything marahi may be isha lachoyse nafka. Says no. The din of that there's only an iser in marrying the sister-in-law, as long as the wife is still alive. But if the wife passes away, he's allowed to marry that sister-in-law. That I learned from the pasuk of the isha lachoyse nafka. Where does it say isha lachoyse? The only time that there's an iser is if you're taking the two at contemporaneously, the isha together with achoisa, no, that isha achoisa lisika chulin v'chasim ptunished. However, if the isha had already passed away, then you're allowed to marry the achoisa. And that being the case, the word b'chayeh now once again is ibrik. It's superfluous because what you're telling me that kosher b'chayeh lemutel achamisa, I know that from the words v'isha achoisa. Don't take them at the same time. Doesn't mean simultaneously, it means contemporaneously. Don't go and first be married to your wife, and then go and take the achoisa at the same time, a day later, a month later, a year later, when the both of them are still alive and kicking in this world.
Can I ask
up to three questions.
Why is the shviga still the shviga after the daughter dies? And why about achois ishtoi? If the wife dies, then the sister doesn't have a deen of achois ishtoi.
I used to have emails all the way to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but unfortunately it doesn't work anymore. So when I send up emails, it just gets bounced by the computer. Your question is an excellent question. I don't know the reason. Because all of the Aroyos remain forever and ever. The Chamoisei, with the Kalosei, with the Eshid, his Doidosei. In other words, if anybody passes away, nevertheless that remains. That Isser ever remains forever and ever. On the earth. Take for instance, Lemushul, Eishes Aviv. Right? The person is not allowed to go and marry. Of course, his own mother is not allowed to marry, but he's not allowed to marry the Almana of his father. What happens? The father passes away, and this Almana now goes and marries Yankel Smith in Chicago. Yankel Smith passes away, I'm not allowed to go and marry her. What happens if after that she marries eight other individuals, one from Australia, one from Chicago, one from Florida, each time never the person, she's probably a Katlonis. Papa Maisa, what does that have to do with the original fellow? As far as he's concerned, it's still Aishas Ovid forever and ever. His father passed away, Yankel Smith passed away, Beryl Jones passed away, but Maisa, this remains forever. But Chois Ishtoi, the Torah says, Befeirish, Bechayeha. Why was the Kodesh Baruch Hu distinguishing between one and the other? Chois Ishtoi, the Torah. So anyway, so because of the chaya, or as the Gemara is saying now, because of isha lachoisa, the isra erva is only when they're both together, b'chayim chayusa, when they're both alive. So the Gemara, iba isha lachoi bazoi, that's how I can have the b'chaya to be iberik, to go and tell you the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question, that the erva gufei, even shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, remains osir. Because it remains osir under all circumstances, as long as she's alive, awesome. Pray Timora, even the Isha Lachoisa, if you're telling me from Isha Lachoisa that that's telling you the Mutil Achamisa, I need that for another drasha. Have a minin niskarsha sharia. I would need it to go and tell you what to happen, what's a lacha legabi gerishin. Because after all, Lachoida, it should only be Osir as long as it's his Isha. If it's his wife, you can't go and take simultaneously, contemporaneously, a wife together with the sister, sister-in-law. However, if it's niskarsha, the chayre it should be mutter. It's not his isha anymore. Tam loyma, for that I need bechaya, kol shebechaya, the afal gav niskarsha loy. Ah, that's what I needed chaya to tell you. That if Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven has a sister, so kedai to chamina, what happens if Reuven goes and gives a get to Mrs. Reuven, so she's now out of the picture. Now he wants to go marry the sister-in-law. I would go and think, should be okay, it's no longer his isha el achois, it's no longer his wife with the sister, it's now a friend. The isha is no longer his isha, he already gave her a get. For that I need bechaya, as long as Mrs. Reuven is still alive and kicking, even though she's no longer Mrs. Reuven, he's not allowed to go and marry the other sisters. If and when chas v'shalom Mrs. Reuven passes away, that's a different story. Also, I need the bechaya, kosher bechaya, the avagav the niskarsha loy. So I bazoi weiter. I'm stuck with the problem of Rami Bar Chama's question. He asked Rava, just like we say that the tzore is osir b'mokei mitzvah, but is mutter shaloi b'mokei mitzvah. Maybe the erva, I should say, is osir b'mokei mitzvah, but is mutter shaloi b'mokei mitzvah. Says the Gemara, so we tried to give an answer b'chaya, but I need the b'chaya for other drashes. Therefore, el om rav huna bar tachlifa, mishmei de rava, trei kroi ksivi, I have two psukim. What's the two psukim? Ksiv, isha lechoisa loy sikach litzror, uksiv legalis evosa alea b'chaya. The Gemara feels that there is a contradiction in the text of this posuk. Because the pasuk begins, Isha lechoisa loy sikach. How many women are we talking about at the beginning of the pasuk? Two. Isha and Achoisa. Says the Torah, Leisikach Litzor. You're not allowed to take the two sisters together. And then the pasuk ends off, Legalis ervasa aleha bechayeha. Says Rav Huna bar Tachlifa, Mishmei de Rava, Lechoira, it should say Legalis ervasan. Not legalis ervosa, because if the beginning of the pasuk is a plural noun, two women, isha lachoisa, don't take them, legalis ervosan, to marry them both and be megala, the erva of both of them. One of them is no problem. I can marry a woman that has 12 sisters, as long as I don't live with any of the other sisters. The only problem is if I, chas v'shalom, go and take two sisters and be megala ervosan. Why did it say legalis ervosan? I know you can go and say, what it really means is once you go marry the isha,
single.
Yeah, but it says isha lachoisa leisikach. Don't take an isha with her achoisa. So don't take the two women, the isha and the achoisa. Why? Why would you go and take them? Not that you're taking them to Macy's to go and buy them a bracelet. The reason why you're taking them means for ishas to go and live with them. So the Torah should go and say, don't take them jointly, isha lachoisa legalis erva's son. One of them you're allowed to be megala erva. In other words, the isha you're allowed to go and live with. Why does it say singular? So there seems to be an inconsistency in style between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. So Gemara Hakeitzah. In other words, Gemara Fidos. Ksiv legalis ervasa dechoda mashma Hakeitzah. The Mokah Mitzvah, Shtei and Asurois, the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Isha Lechoisa Leisikach, is talking about Chas v'Shalom, case of Yibam. Then you're now going to go and take both of them. In other words, Mrs. Reuven is still alive. Mrs. Shimon, the sister-in-law, is still alive, but Shimon never passed away. And now Reuven wants to be Miyaben, the wife remaining, surviving of Shimon, says the Torah, no, you're not allowed to. That's what Mokka Mitzvah, Shteyen Asurais. What means Shteyen Asurais? You're not allowed to go and marry either the Erva or the Tzara, Litzra. Shalema Mokka Mitzvah, it's not a Mokka Mitzvah, then he Asura. The Isha Lachoisa remains Asur, Legalis Erva Sa. One is Asur. Tzaras is Muteris, but the Torah now is Muter. So, bottom line is, says the Gemara, that's the Teretz to Rami Bar Chama's Kash. Rami Bar Chama said, why Shaloi B'mokin Mitzvah does Erva continue to be Asur, but the Tzara is Muter? I'll tell you why. If it's Mokin Mitzvah, the Torah says that both of them are Asur. That's the double Isha Lachoisa, two women. Lezikach Litzra, Mit Tzara, everybody is Asur. If you're talking about Shaloi B'mokin Mitzvah, then there's only one Isser, no Galis Ervasa, and not Ervasan. And who is that Ervasa? That Ervasa is the, not the Tzara, it's the Erva, remains Osir, in other words, one of the 15 Arayas, but the Tzara is Mutter. So that's what we learn from the, so that answers the Kasher and Bacham, that's why he Asurish remains Osir. Feitimara. If it's all based on this Limud, Eipachana, let's go and say Punk Fakert. Let's say just the opposite. But Mokim Mitzvah, he Asura Mitzaras and Muteres. Vishaloi Mokim Mitzvah, Shteyan Asuras. All I know from the Pasuk, by the fact that there's an inconsistency, that the first part of the Pasuk says multiple, and the end of the Pasuk says singular, is that in one case, both are Asur, and the other case, one is Asur and the other is Mutter. So go and switch it around. Now, why would I say switch it around? It's much more logical to switch it around. Because with Mokim Mitzvah, here the person is being mekayim a mitzvah of yibum lahakim liachiv shem biyisra. So in such a circumstance, I should go and say, the original erva remains aser, she's aser. But the tzara should be mutter, at least, so we won't have the benefit of Reuven marrying his bitoy, or his kalasoy, or his chamoisoy lahakim liachiv shem, but it'll be making liachiv shem with the other women. After all, they're like lots of very fine women that Shimon was married to, he'll go and be miyabim one of those. And he'll be mekayim l'hakim l'shem, sakreis a mitzvah. V'shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. However, if his former kolosi, his former chodishtoi, his former chamoise married Yankel Smith in Chicago, and there's a tzar over there, say, were he to go and marry now one of them, he's not mekayim any mitzvah, so then shnei nasurais, then the tzara should be aser, together with the erva. Isn't that more logical? Says the Gemara, in Kain, lo yoymar aleha. What you're saying is so logical that I don't need the aleha. The whole reason why I need the aleha, according to Rava, like we started off at the top of the Amid, is the Mishri Tzara Shaloi B'mokai Mitzvah. So Kedai Techamina that a Tzara is Asur, Sai B'mokai Mitzvah, Sai Shaloi B'mokai Mitzvah. That's why I have the Aleha to go and tell you, Nehein, that it's only Asur B'mokai Mitzvah, Shaloi B'mokai Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Now, it's a little bit counterintuitive. It's almost ironic. Though here I'm able to go be Mekai B'mitzvah, L'hokim L'achiv Sheimen, Du Yivam. No! Asur, Litzra. The Erev is Asur and the Tzara is Asur. Shaloi B'mokai Mitzvah, well, that's okay. Then you can marry the Tzara, no problem. But I'm not being Mekayim any mitzvah. But that's the chiddush of the Aleha Aleha. As it mefregen, why? I don't know. You have to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, what the reason is. But as we shtek neteir. So Ibazoi, I only need the Aleha in such a counterintuitive type of situation. But if you're going to tell me with logic that it makes much more sense to go and say that the Tzara should be mutter b'makom mitzvah, and also shaloi b'makom mitzvah, avtein dafal teshtel of the Aleha. I have the Lashon HaPasuk itself. The first part of the Pasuk says plural. The second part of the Pasuk says singular. So it makes sense to go and say, where are the Aser plural? Shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Where are the Mutter and only the Erev is Aser? That would be in a Makom mitzvah. Because at least you'd be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yivam. So therefore, because they have the Aleha, that's a Giloi, not to learn like you wanted to learn, but to learn like we are learning, meaning that the Tzora is Aser b'makom mitzvah and is Mutter Shaloi b'makom mitzvah.
It's not the same Sarah, though. In one case, it's a Sarah that was married to to the deceased brother. In the second case, it's the tzara that was married to Yankel Smith from Chicago.
For sure.
So it's a different, tzara. It's a different, in the second case, you're not, there's nothing to do with the deceased brother. The deceased brother is long out of the picture.
So you're saying that's the reason why it makes sense to go and say this?
It's what's right.
Good. But I might have thought a tzara is a tzara tzara. A co-wife is a co-wife.
So she carries the iser and basically and carries it over into any other future relationships she might have, even though they're completely independent mm-hmm. of the original marriage where this was created.
Right. I might have thought that that's a tzara is a co-wife.
Right.
Go and ask any one of the co-wives and she'll say, "Hoy, is she a tzara? Hoy." So tzara is tzara. Only conflicts all the time. Who's going to be the consort of the husband? Who does the husband feel closer to, and etc.? So it's always a tzara. So the question is, where is a tzara more favored to be able to go marry this fellow here in New York? Is he can go and marry the tzara of a makom mitzvah, a shleimah makom mitzvah? So Gemara said, al pi svara, it should be more mutter in the case of Yibam, because there's a makom mitzvah in the makom shei, as opposed to if you're saying that tzara is aser, it should be aser in the makom shleimah makom mitzvah. That's why we have the olea to go and tell you, nay, to go and establish the record that the halacha is that tzara is only aser the makom mitzvah, not shleimah makom mitzvah. Only Rav Asher ben Rav Kahana. Who says that the Aleha comes to tell you the Isser, which you just said, the Tzara, the Mokin Mitzvah? Maybe the whole thing is a Heter. What does he mean? Vachin Kom Rachman. Isha Lechoisa Loi Tzikach Litzrar. Loi Hi V'loi Tzirasa Shaloi B'Mokim Aleha. When there is no Mokim Aleha. Mokim Aleha, it means Yibam. When there is no Yibam, don't take either the original Isha Lechoisa, meaning the original Erva, as well as don't go and take Litzra, don't go and take the Tzara. Means where there is no case of Yibam. The Yankel Smith in Chicago, there's no case of Yibam over there, don't take either one. However, when there is a din of Yibam, that's Aleha, Yivam Yovi Aleha, Shtei Mutaris, both of them should be Mutter. Not only should the Tzara should be Mutter, even the Erva should be Mutter. And therefore, go and say that based on this aleha, the aleha is taki giving a heter. What's the heter? That b'mokim yibam, b'mokim mitzvah, not only the tzara is mutter, but even the original erva is mutter. And this makes a lot of sense, because we're taking the two psukim together in tandem. The first pasuk says, Yishul chois li sikach, litzra l'gali servasa aleha b'chaya, asr asr. Then I have a pasuk, Yivam Yovei Aleha. Let's go and darish Yivam Yovei Aleha. Tells you that the Aleha of the Isha Lachoisa doesn't apply the Mokam Yivam, because the Mokam Yivam, Yivam Yovei Aleha, the Yovam is allowed to go and marry the Aleha, marry the Tzara. Tell you forget that it's Mutter. And not only is she Mutter, but even the Isha Lachoisa Aleha is Mutter. That is both the Erva together with the Tzara. So shaloi v'makom mitzvah, they're both aser. V'makom mitzvah, they're both mutter. Maybe that's what we should say. Amalei, I'm sorry, im kain, legalis erva, dechodeich mishkachas lo. Based on what you're telling us now, remember we had that disconnect in the text of the pasuk, where the first part of the pasuk sounded like it's plural. Ishlechois l'sikach litzra. The second part of the pasuk says the galis ervasa, which is only singular. So, Ibazoi, what you just asked now is that Ishlechois l'sikach litzra lahiv leitzerasa shulei b'mokam aleh. When there's no mokam mitzra, both should be aser. B'mokam aleh, b'mokam yivam, both should be mutter. So, where do I have the answer? Here it says two, and here it says one. And came the galis of erva dechodeich mishkachesla. Even mokam mitzra, you just told me shtein mutaris. Both of them are mutter. Both erva together with the tzara, and Yishalim and Mokam Mitzvah, you told me both of them are aser. So this second half of the pasuk that you were medayik before, that only says Ervasa and not Ervasan Lechoira, then I have no case. Muzach Zog, you can't say that both are mutter here and both are aser here. There's got to be a case of one mutter and one aser, and that's the gili of the Aleh to go and tell you that Yishalim and Mokam Mitzvah, one of them is mutter, which is the tzara, and the Mokam Mitzvah, both of them are aser from the pasuk of Litzra. Now, the Gemara goes back to Rebbe and the Omer Aleph. Gufa, Rebbe Oimer, what does it say in the Pasuk? It says, Yivam Yovi Aleha, Ulekocha, Loi Liisha, V'yibma. So now, Ulekocha and the Yibma, both of them are mapike. They're saying you take that one, Yibiyabim that one, and not the other one. So Zokti Gemara, what does that mean? Gufa Revi Oimer, it could have said Velokach, and it says Ulekacha. It could have said Viyabim, and it says Viyibma. Lesser Tzorois V'aroyois. To tell you, yes, there is a mitzvah of Avada of Yibum. However, sometimes there's an Isser, and sometimes you should not. And therefore, Ulekacha Loili Isha comes to tell you, not Ulekichois, only Kacha. The one that's mutter, not one that is an erva, don't take. And the yibma, only b'miyabim, the one that is mutter, not a tzara. So I'm learning from the extra hay, both from ulekacha and from yibma, one to exclude an erva, don't be miyabim her, and the other one to say, don't be miyabim the tzara. Frank Timara, two kashas. Kasha namuas, midi tzores ksivacha, where do I see a psavod fin tzore in the pasuk that you're making a diuk, only this one and not the other one? The oid, tzorais melitzra nafka. What do I need this drush of Rebbe? Everybody knows ish lechoysa sikach. And it says litzra. Litzra means the tzara. So I bazoi, vostav lechom over here, aposik, lesser tzorais. But tzorais melitzra nafka. Everything more, the second kash is nishver. Litzra is mapik le Rebbe le Reb Shimon. Rebbe needs the litzra to tell you the case of Reb Shimon. What is the case of Reb Shimon? So, we could explain it out and then learn the Rashi, but we might as well learn the Rashi directly because Rashi explains it very nicely. Reb Shimon is in the middle of the Amud, the Perek Dalet Achim. You see it says, Kamen Daf Chavches, everybody has the Rashi. You have that, Daniel? Yeah?
Yes.
The Reb Shimon.
So, Thank you.
No problem. So Rashi quotes the Mishnah on Daf Chavches, Gimel Achim, instead of having two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Ruchel and Leah. Or Yishubita, we don't have to go into Yishubita. Umesu, and now both Reuven and Shimon passed away. The Noful Vnei Hashlishi, and now the Almanis, both of Reuven and Shimon, both fall, doesn't have to be simultaneously, but contemporaneously, more or less the same time, they both became now Yevomois for Levi. Now Levi says to himself, what am I going to do? Can I go and marry the first lady? Can I go and marry the second lady? I'm not related to either one of these two achoyos.
They're sisters-in-law.
I'm sorry?
They're sisters-in-law.
They're two sisters-in-law, correct. But when I say, it's not an isha al-achoyse situation. Isha, see, there are multiple definitions of the word sister-in-law. Sister-in-law is any Ashes Ach is my sister-in-law. If I have a brother and he's married to whoever, Sprinza, Genendel, Yenti, Nancy, that's automatically, that's a sister-in-law. But then there's a second sister-in-law when two brothers are married to two sisters. Whatever, Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, Ruchel and Leah. The fact, why can't Reuven go and marry Shimon's wife, assuming Shimon passes away, or gives her a get? There are two reasons. Number one, it was Eishes Ach, and number two, it's Isha L'choisa, it's a sister-in-law of two sisters. Here we're talking about a situation that vis-a-vis Levi, these two sisters were not, they were the Eishes Ach sister-in-laws. They're not an Achois Ishtoi sister-in-law, because he wasn't married to any of the two sisters. It was Reuven and Shimon were married to the two sisters. Anyway, so both of them fall now in front of Levi, who's the third and only surviving brother. Says the Tanakhama of the Mishnah Daf Chavches, Hari Elu Cholzois for Loy Nisyabmois. What Levi has to do is give a chalita to both of them. Why? If he shishtein zikukis loy, both of them there's a zika. Zika means that there is a marital connection. Make yidush shnei echa because of the fact that the two brothers were married to these two sisters. Bezika havekik tzas kidushin. Zika, this connection, it's not a full fledged. Ishtoi, abisal, it's a zika. It's what Rashi is going to call in a moment, achoy ziku kosai. The miyabim chodominayu konosut achoy ziku kosai bechayel. Uziku kosai have ki ishtoi. It's not mamish ki ishtoi, abisal. Meaning that if Levi now decides to go and take Reuven's wife, he is marrying the sister of the zika. Both Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife, both Ruchel and Leah, are Zikois. They have that Yibum connection to Levi. So if he picks one of the two and he actually is Miyabim, then he's marrying now Achois, the sister of Ziku Kosei, of the Zika. It's not an Isser D'Araisa, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. And therefore, since it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, he cannot be Miyabim either one Midrabbanan because it's Achois Ziku Kosei, but he has a Chiev of doing Yibum or Chalitza. Said the Chacham, do Chalitza. Very simple. Chalitza Bayim. That's the Tanakama, that's the Mishnah Daf Chof Ches. But there's a price, a tiny bit price. Reb Shimon, point to Mishnei Menach Chalitza Menim. You don't have to marry either one, you don't have to give Chalitza out of the picture. Don't go and even think about Yibam or think about Chalitza. It's like a case of a real Erva like our Mishnah Potter. What's the reason? The Aleph Taim Elitzror. Bishoshenazu Tzoris Zul Zu. Oh. There's a situation where they were not initially co-wives, because Mrs. Reuven was married to Reuven, Mrs. Shimon was married to Shimon. However, Kegoyin Hoch, in this case, because both Reuven and Shimon passed away, now they become Tzore Zu L'Zu in terms of Zika, because since both of them now fall to Levi, so vis-a-vis Reuven's wife, the Mrs. Reuven, or let's talk Ruchel, Leah happens to be her Tzara. As vis-a-vis Leah, Ruchel happens to be her Tzara. It's not a Tzara in the classical sense.
They're actually married to the same man simultaneously.
Exactly. Here they're not, but they have the same
potential.
Number one, and number two, they're both Zikas to the same man. So in the sense of Zika, she is a co-Zika. Rachel is a co-Zika of Leah. Leah is a co-Zika of Rachel.
And they're also sisters prior to that.
Exactly. And therefore, Zot Unzer Gemara, that's what Reb Shimon learns from Litzrar, Lo Yehlecha Kuchen Afil V'Achas Ben, no din of Yibum. Oh, so I need this Litzrar, not in the classic case of a Tzara, but in this newfangled case of Tzara, where they became Torahs simultaneously, of them Nitzrabi the Litzrah. And so therefore that's why he needs either the Lekocha or the Yibma lesser Torahs. But the Gemara goes back to the first question. Thank you for joining us. Abatzara, Hachaksiv, Vishnet of the word Tzara. Or on the side it says, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden corrects it or changes it, Tzara Hechaksiv. Where does the word Tzara appear in Lekocha or the Yibma? So Tumor Hachikama, in Kim Le Makra the Lokach. My ula kocha, kolehecha de ika trei likuchen, the boy nos of high, the bus nos of high, sharia. What does the Torah mean by lekocha loyli isho lekocha? To go and say this one as opposed to the other one, when there are two options, two alternatives.
Two permitted alternatives.
I could marry Sprinza, and I could marry Gnendel. I could marry either one of the two. However, the Eloi, in a situation where I cannot possibly marry one of the two, why not? Because one of them happens to be an Erva, then Travayu Asir, and then both of them are Asir.
So in the case of the three brothers, if they were not, two of them were not married to two sisters, but to two unrelated women, mm-hmm. the lady would have the option, because there's no...
He can go beyond both of them.
Okay.
So therefore that's the drasha of ulakocha. When is there ulakocha that you take one out of the two? When you could have married either of the two. But if you cannot marry one of the two, because one of them happens to be an Arab, then both of them are awesome. So that's how we know tzara in this pasuk. Then what do I use v'yibma? V'yibma makam yibam udasir tzara. Shalim makam yibam sharia, like sharia tzara, like we've learned a number of times today and in the past, that this whole din of tzara is only makam yibam, but not shalim makam yibam. Right? The rabbanon hayu lekocha ma'aseh. This is rabbanon. Now the rabbanon disagree. The rabbanon don't need the lekocha to go and tell you the din of the tzara because they have the litzra. What did they use that for? The lekocha comes to tell you that there is a full-fledged likuchen. When a yovam is meyavim a yavama, it's not a question of what happens if ultimately, chulila, a year later, a day later, a month later, there is a major difference of opinion that he decides that I cannot live with her anymore. I might have thought, okay, let's do chalitza now. No. Once you do yibam, it's a full-fledged isha.
It's still a chaldover.
The chaldover, therefore, megar shebiyed, he has to go and give a get if he wants to leave her, or wants her to leave him. And umachzira, and it's just like any other get to wife, that if he wants, after the get, he can take her back as long as she has not remarried in the meantime to someone else. But if she's not remarried, he can take her back. What's the chiddush? He can go and take her back. Because ol kedai techamina, once there's a get, so maybe it goes back to the original iser of Eishes Ach. It was Eishes Achiv. The only heter of taking Eishes Achiv, because the Torah says, in the midst of Yibam. But now that the Yibam has ended because he's given a get, maybe the Isser Eishes Ach
reemerges,
and it should be Aser. Kamash Wallah, no, once he marries her, Ishta Lechol Dabar, Megar Shevi Get, Umasir. That's what I learned, Ulekacha. Where do I use the Yibma? Al-Karcha. Al-Karcha means that he can go and marry her even if she's not interested in the Yibam. Remember, we spoke about this the other day, when the Gemara says, however, if he happens to be a Mukashchen, then we will stop it, we won't allow for the marriage to continue.
Mukashchen
means that he...
It's typically ugly.
It's not just he's ugly, Mukashchen means, you've heard of Shchen, that's one of the 10 plagues. So, I believe they translate Shchen to be boiled. Boils is not only something which is unhealthy and unpleasant, but it's also very repulsive. So if the person is Mukashchen is merely more a pseudonym. Really means someone who's so repulsive, like a homeless guy. A young lady is desperate to get married, and they suggest that I'll marry anybody. And then you go and point to a homeless guy who smells from urine, who's lying there in the subway system, and you say he's Jewish, Chas v'Shalom. Would you marry? I wouldn't marry for a million years. You just say they're going to marry anybody, but not him. He's a mukashchin, you know. Can't even look at it. Stink to blah, blah, blah. So that's the mukashchin situation. However, if it's a normal proposal, then the yibmal korcha, then she has to go ahead with the yib.
She has to go ahead with the yibum, or he can manus her effectively.
So, how do you translate?
Al korcha means even manus, even if
she doesn't want it. So right. She has to go ahead with.
She's already pre-married to him, as it were, through his brother.
Correct. Now, although the Gemara gives the case of mukashchin, and Rashi and Daf Lamed Tesamet Bey says, and any other amasla, any other good justification why she can't go and marry him. Maybe he's a criminal, Chas v'Shalom. He's unfortunately honest other women. He's a drug addict. He's, whatever. Doesn't have to be mukashchin, any type of.
He doesn't learn daf yomi.
That's the main reason. Okay, that's a double parsha. We don't need to say
that. That was good.
Okay, v'yim al-karch. V'rebi, v'rebi yitzhak v'chanina, how does he know that once the yavam marries the yavama, that's ishtel l'chol davar? So the Gemara doesn't need the Lekocha for that, umeli isha nafka. It says lekocha loyli isha biyimah. Isha means his wife. Once is a wife. Finish. Al korcha, how does he know that? Not from viyimah, miyavama, yavo yaleha, but he has all the rights of the biyah from that nafka. For every high oleha, my avidle, since he learns both erva and the din of tzara, both the iser and the hater from the yimah and lekocha, what does he do with the oleha? He buys a kasani from brand new Torah altogether, brand new. What is this? Ein chayav bezen al adovish is doing a course. She gosi chatos. What the Gemara is going to tell us now is that, as we know from Parshas VaYikra that we just laid this. Just past Shabbos, that anybody that is over an iser sheish b'kareis, if he did a bishogeg, he has to go and bring a korban chatas. Okay, how do I know? Maybe even if a person is over alive, I have to bring a korban chatas. It doesn't say the fetish in the Torah that you only bring a chatas on a dove sheish b'kareis. Yeah, what happens if a person one day he wore shatnes? Loisil b'shatnes tem refishtem yachdav. It's a terrible iser. If there is Edom and Hasro, we give him Malkus. What happens to the person? I didn't know. I'm sorry. It was a mistake. I'll bring a Karm Chatos. You don't bring a Karm Chatos. It'll be Chulun Bazar. And how do I know that? Now, the Gemara is going to tell us all the potential cases of Chatos, meaning that back in Parashat Yikra, we learned there's a par helm dovishul tzibur. If the entire tzibur, by mistake, followed a faulty psak of the Bezin HaGadol, not every individual brings it, just one big par for the whole tzibur. That's called the parayom davishol tzibur. The same thing applies to kohen ha-mashiach. Kohen ha-mashiach means the kohen gadol who is mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha. He also brings a par kohen ha-mashiach if he made a faulty decision, and based on that decision he implemented it by doing an iser b'shogeg, again par kohen ha-mashiach. By a nosi means the melech, he brings a soyer, which is a male goat. If it's a private individual, then you bring either kizba or seira. A kizbo is a U-E-W-E, which is a female lamb, or you bring a seira, which means a female goat. That's all by a regular case of a normal chet sheyesh boy karis. On the other hand, what happens if you're over an isra of avoida zora sheyesh boy karis, and you did it bishogeg? That's not in last week's parasha, that's in parasha's shlach. And in parasha shlach it says over there that there's a difference between the kohol. If the tzibur made such a mistake, then the tzibur has to go and bring a par li'oila and a so'ir lechatos. And if an individual makes the mistake, and there the individual v'nefesh achas, makes no difference whether it's Kohen Mashiach, whether it's the Melech, whether it's a private individual, you bring a Seira. Not a Kizbo or Seira, only a Seira. Says the Gemara, but in all of those cases it's got to be an Iser Shizdoine Kars. How do I know? L'kidesanya, on the side it says L'kidesnam, state in the Mishnah, Ein Chayom Bezen Ella. The bezin that has to bring the parah home, the bishul tzibur, it's only she's doing a koris, but she's not say chatas. V'chein, koyin Mashiach, he brings his par, that be zod in koris. Top of the yomid, v'loy b'voy nizk chov. If you're bringing the par li oyle in the soil, the chatos, that is the tzibur is bringing that, el adover, shechayov, and also in a koris, she's not say chatas. Utna nami. And I have in another Mishnah, or it's in fact in the same Mishnah, Kol mitzvah shebatoyre shechayom al zayne koris, lashiv yosi chatas, yochid maybe kizbo oisehira, nosi maybe soir, mishiachu bezin maybe and par, like it says in the parasha that we learned on Shabbos. Ubavoydis kechavim, yochid, nosi u mashiach, they're all the same halacha, maybe and seira, while the tzibra is maybe and par visoir, par li oila visoir lechatas. All of that is straightforward. All of that is psukim. Minoani mili. The only question minoani mili is: how do I know that these chatois are only brought if the oinish b'meizid is kareis? The Torah bana shteitach in the pasuk. The noida hachatas asher chatu oleha. We're now talking the par helam davishal tzibur. Now they found out that the thing that they thought was mutter was in fact osir. It was a shogeg. So they have to bring a chatas, a par chatas. That's the part of the Mishul. Tzibur asher chotu oleha. Rabbi Oimer, nemer kan oleha. The nemer lahalon oleha. What does it say oleha? Isha lechoysa lesika chlitzra legalis revosa oleha b'chaya. Mal lahalon dobe shechayam zayin yekaris v'shigas achatas. That's the whole din by achoys ishtoi, that is the din of isakaris. So the aleha has kares. Afkan, when it says the noida hachatas shechato aleha, dov shechayom al zene kares v'shigosi chatos. Oh, so the aleha has nothing to do with yibum. Says Rabbi, the yibum shaylas I learned from the yibma and from ulakacha. We're talking about the aleha to be megale that all karbonis chatos are only if it's an iser kares. I don't know who come on a schata. So far, I only know the part of the tzibur. I should chotu oleh. Ashkon tzibur. Mashiach, we know how to know by Mashiach. Chzib says the Mashiach. That if the koin of Mashiach yechta li ashmas hu'on. What does that have to do with the koin of Mashiach and ashmas hu'on? Two different things. What does he have to do? Oh, har Mashiach ki tzibur. It's just like the tzibur doing ashmas hu'on. That it's only if it's kareis. Here too, the gabi koin of Mashiach, only if the iser has an oinish of kares. Yochid ben Asi, how do we know those two? Asya mitzvois mitzvois. It says each time that in mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo yaseh lo asher lo yisyasena v'yoshen. So there's a mitzvois which is written both by the case of the tzibur, and there's a mitzvois which says by the yochid and by the nasi. So we learn mitzvos mitzvos from the tzibur, just like by the par helm of the tzibur mitzvois. Is implicit that it's got to be aleha, it's got to be a dovah sheyesh by karis. Here too, it's got to be a dovah sheyesh by karis. And that's why your regular garden variety is so sheyesh by karis. What about parsha shlach, which is talking about vayis kechavim? When vayis kechavim, the dovah shechayom, the dovah karis, because the chatas, tzibur, but vayis kechavim, yalif, how do I know? Because it's me'enei, me'enei. In both cases, it says, me'enei ho'eda. That if the Sanhedrin or the Bez Nagodl made a faulty psak, and now as a result Klal Yisrael followed suit and did and implemented that psak, so in both cases use the expression me'ene, and here it says me'ene, so just like the me'ene by a regular karm chatas implicit in that, it's got to be a dover shiz doine kares. So now we're talking about a voyez kachavim, it's also got to be a dover shiz doine kares. If you're thinking to yourself, how by a voyez zora do you have a case which is not doine kares? Isn't all a voyez zora doine kares? So Rashi says, no, it's only if you're talking about the normal, regular ways. If you look at Rashi's second, third line from the top of the Amud, Ela dover shechayom zayne karbin, because the chatzis kigoyim, zibuach, you bring a carbon, a hakrov, a takroidis for the way of Zorah, the kito, you bring aktoidis, that's the incense, the nisach, if you do as a pouring of nisach hayayin,
I'm a comparable to what you do in the Beis.
Exactly, as well as vishtachavo, which is not necessarily comparable, but they also go and bow down. Those are zayne karbin. If you would go and take a yozel, one of these crosses, or you go into a big cross on it, and you go and kiss it, and you hug it, and say, oh, I love you, yeah, such a wonderful yozel, yeah, I wish you were my brother, my mother-in-law, whatever it is, this is gorish. I mean, you're over an isser, but it's not an isser, sheyesh, boy, karis. So, getting back to voice, how do I know it's got to be isser, sheyesh, boy, karis? Because the limme, ene, me, ene, from a normal chatas of the parah chatas shel tzibur. How do I know? Because right after the Pasuk in Parshas Shlach ends the discussion vis-a-vis the Tzibur, then it says, V'im nefesh achas techta b'shkogu mi'am horet pasuk. It's achas mikol mitzvah Hashem ha'yukov v'sholei siyosem. So that V'im nefesh achas, that already goes across the board. There is no distinction between one and the other. This is a par and this is a soira, and this gives a seira. They all have the same din of bringing a seira. Since it says v'im nefesh achas vav moisval inyan rishon v'yalami tachti mina elyon. So now we're learning that by all the yechidim yochid nasi and mashiach. If they were even an isa voida zara bishogay, it's also dafka got to be if it was on something where zdoinoi is karis. How do I know that vav from the earlier parsha of the tzibur that was over avoda zara? Okay, so that's what Rebbe used the allow for. V'rabban ha'isvar min olu. Since Rabbanan agree with everything that we've learned from the beginning of the sech, that the olea has something to do with yibam, nothing to do with all of these karbanos. So ibazoi, what do they? How do they know when it says ha'isvar? It really means hay halacha min olu. How do they know the halacha of what
of
that you
chattos
only bring a chattos, say a regular chattos, and a chattos for an avodah zarah? How do you know if it's only dafke shoyne karis? When Rabbi Shua taught his son, what did Rabbi Shua teach his son? There in Parsha Shlach, it says, "Toyra achas yilachem lo'oise bishgoga." This is towards the end of, first it says, "Yim nefesh achas techta bishgoga ma'am aretz." That nefesh achas is referring to the yochid, the nasi, and the mashiach. And then it says, well, he has to go and bring a seira. Toyra achas yilachem lo'oise bishgoga. They all have the same toyra. V'yan nefesh asher tasa b'yad romo. So that nefesh is now talking about a mezid, and it says v'nichrasa. It's hukshe kol atiru kula avodas kachavim. Ma avodas kachavim dover shegoni achiyom alzayin ekores vashigos echatas akal dover shechiyom alzayin ekores vashigos echatas. What the Gemara means to say is that since here in Parsha Shlach, although we're talking about avodas zarah here, but at the end of that discussion of bringing the Korban Chatas Avodah Zarah, it says Toira Achaz, one Toira. What do you mean one Toira? Of course everything is one Toira. And there's a Venevish Yatas V'yarama Eshashem U'megade V'nechresa. So we put this all as a package deal, that just like over here the Avodah Zarah is talking about Eshashem U'megade V'nechresa Adovish Yesh B'ykareis vis-a-vis Avodah Zkechavim. The same thing is Toira Achaz that applies to all Chatois, even if it's a Chatois not L'shem Avodah Zkechavim. The Ma Avodah Zkechavim Adovish Yesh B'ykareis as a shibu megadif and nechrasa, vashig gosi chatus, of kodavish, yavan ozeni kores, vashig chatus, the same thing applies, it's gotta be the mezid kores. So it says, Yimor ashkan yochid v'nasi u'mashiach, bein bavayin zchom bein b'shar mitzvahs. That we just had now from this Torah Achas, yeah, very good Rasha. Tziva bavayin zchom minayin, how do we know that tziva bavayin zchom? Says Yimor simply, omakra, v'im nefesh. And now we're going backwards. According to what we learned before, we were learning tachtein the elyon. Now we're learning elyon mitachtein. Since by the tachtein, by the yochid, it says Torah achas dafke v'nichrasa. Now this applies back to avodas chacham b'tzibur. Also, it's got to be Dovah Shechayav and Olav Karts. El Tziv B'Shar Mitzvahs, we know, how do I know Tziv B'Shar Mitzvahs and Parshas V'Yikra? Oh, Yalav Me'enei Me'enei. Now, again, I'm learning it backwards. According to Rebbe, I learned Me'enei of Avodah Zarah from Me'enei of a regular Chatzos. Now, I'm learning a regular Chatzos from the Me'enei of the Avodah Zarah. Frank the Mother Rebbe, Hai Tur Achas, my up and late. What does Rebbe need a Tur Achas for? Rabbanim used the Tur Achas to say that, otherwise, Chachamim. But all Chatoi, Tur Achas. But what does Rebbe use the Tur Achas for? Mi Boyle Lekir Asani. Fisha Matin and Shechilak HaKosin. Bein Yechidim Lemerubim. Now we're talking again about Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's a difference between a Yochab doing Avodah Zarah and an Ir HaNidachas. Ir HaNidachas means a whole city. All of the Yidin Rachman Leslan all became koifrim, and they all started worshipping Avodah Zarah. Is that a good thing?
No.
It's a terrible thing. What's the din? This is a special din. If it's just the yochid, says the Gemara, it's a Mishnah, the fish ben yechidim, the merubim yechidim, the skila, if a yochid does Avodah Zarah, you go into a skila, the fichach, and the Torah says mamonim palat, however, the mamon is free. In other words,
the Yorshim
can take the money and use it for whatever they want. But if it's Merubah, if you're talking about an Irni Daga situation, Besayef and Chasishon, all the people that don't get Skila, they get Saif, which is considered to be a lesser form of Oynish, because you start off with Skila, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenik. Herig is number three, and that's Saif, which means that the person is decapitated. So if a person has a choice between either being stoned alive or being decapitated, apparently decapitation is more pleasant. But hopefully we never have that choice in our life.
You get better real estate in the cemetery.
Yeah, that's true too. But anyway, says the Gemara that Merubim is Besayef, Lefichach Momen and Ovad. But in the case of the money you lose, because it says it's called Rchush, you have to go and burn.
Destroy all the property.
Okay, so now, if you're talking about a mazid situation, there's a major difference between a yochid and between the rabbim and the irnidachas. So yochil nachlik bikarbon is saying, maybe there should be a difference in the carbon as well. We know that if you do one of these isuri avodah zarah, which would give you skila or sayet,
the shogeg,
the choyri should go and bring a carbon chatos. Right. So the choyri, there should be a difference, because if there's a difference in the mezid, maybe there's a difference in the shogeg. Tamalay meter agas yilachem makes a difference. Ayochis mitanosi mitamashiach and mitanirnidachas. They all have the same din of the same seed.
But if the ear in Dachas is only with something, only an ear, if it was Rove of Yisrael, and among that Rove was ear in Dachas, they'd be a parallel of the Lashat Sibur.
So
you could have an ear in Dachas.
Not by the Zohar.
You could have a difference in Korbanos, even by ear in Dachas, Mishogeg, if it was a subset of a parhav davar shel tzibur situation.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't bring it. It would be only one brought.
They bring it, would be brought, a korban brought, to mechaper for this shogeg.
Yeah, but that the Torah achas doesn't challenge that, because we have the parsha in the Torah right before that. If the tzibur does it, me'ani aida nesu l'shkoga, and they did achas mitzvah Hashem, meaning they did the avodah zarah. So we know what the din is of the ganze tzibur. So if you have many yechidim which comprise the ganze tzibur, including your irni dachas and many yechidim, if they're all part of the tzibur, there's only one par for everybody. Masker uchilkim hegranya. Time of the course of Rachmanu Tere Achas Yilachat. It's only because I have this pasuk Tere Achas. Holav hachi. If it wouldn't be for this pasuk, have a min and a chalik, then we would make a chalik. I mean, that's the reason why I need the Tere Achas to tell you that Yechidim and Irnidachas is all the same. So, Frey Timur and my Laisu, what would have been the other option? The Gemara goes through a very interesting analysis and says, if you had a havamina that the Irni Dachas people should bring a different carbon, what other carbon is there left that they should have brought instead of a seira? Would you say that the Laisi par that you should bring a par? No, that can't be. That's a tzibur shah mitzvah with the Maisi. The tzibur has that mitzvah to bring the par. That's the par on the Oshel tzibur. Or in the case of Vayda Zohar, that's the par li oilam. Should you have a kizba? No, yochid b'shah mitzvah with the Maisi. That's already set aside for the yochid b'shah mitzvah. You're going to tell me they should go and bring a soyer? That's a nazi b'shah mitzvah with the Maisi. They should go and bring a par li oilam v'sor l'chatzis like the tzibur by Vayda Zohar. Tzibur Vayda Zohar with the Maisi. The Elamai, so the only thing which is left of this entire list is the Chayra Seira. So the question is, what would I have given differently to the Irni Dachas
without the Pasuk?
Without the Pasuk. Let's go and talk and bring a par and a soyer, but instead of a par l'oyla and soyer l'chatos, let's go and say a par l'chatos and a soyer l'oyla, and we mekayim to the inyan of an hapachu right before Purim to go and do
switch.
Just the opposite.
Switch.
I'm a switch, and therefore, so I have a psak carbon. Toysi says, Mark could have asked, let him just go and bring a keves or an aisle, which is not specified among all
the right,
katzorim.
Right, right. Well, they say this list is exhaustive. It's
exactly.
Not.
Exactly. That's the choices here. My lights are pot. Anyway, so there are other possibilities. It's the Gemara inamit or inamit tarech ve'enoy takana. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is there are two possibilities. The reason why I need Torah Achas, because without the Torah Achas, either I would go and say that the Irnidachas people bring a par and a soyer, but in reverse, par lechatos and soyer leoyla, or tzorach vein leitakana. I would say, like the Gemara says in other occasions, on other occasions, or in other cases, that tzorach, that the Irnidachas people do have to bring a carbon, but since there's nothing left in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's arsenal to go and bring for a carbon, vein leitakana in a charam, if he did a bishoygi, he's stuck and he can't bring a carbon. No, sorry.
Is there a kapara?
He doesn't have to go, he can go and say, I'll hate 25 times, but he can't bring a carbon. So I would think, Kamash Malon, that's why you have the Tirachas to tell you, no, everybody brings exactly the same thing.
Does the Irnidachas people bringing the korbans is in lieu of getting decapitated?
Of course, they did the Shogek. If they did it amazing, then they get this Bezdan.
If it's amazing. And if it's Bishogek, then they bring the carbon.
Okay.
Same thing applies not only to Irnidachas, but also Yochid. If he did a bemezid, then he gets skila, which is stoning, which also very unpleasant. And number two, if he did b'shoyi, then he brings his car. With this, we can put a big, not just two dots, a big mammoth two dots, because with this, we have now included the entire sugya of the aleha of the esedei chalai, so he said of eight esedei chalai sheshbeikaris. All of the various drushes and takanas questions that we asked are now done. But now the Gemara is asking a totally different question, and that is Omalei Levi L'Rebbe. My Iri Zatoni Tezvav Lisni Tezai. Why does our Mishnah only have 15 arayos? I can find a 16th erva. Which one is the 16th? I'm going to leave that as a surprise for another two lines. The Gemara doesn't tell us yet. Omalei. So when Levi heard this kasha, I'm sorry, when Levi heard this kasha, he says, he's saying in a nice way, the person is not really thinking through his kasha. My daita, what's your kasha? Imoy anusis aviv. Imoy anusis aviv. The reason why, I'm sorry, imoy anusis aviv. Your 16th is probably the imoy anusis aviv kasha. That's the 16th erva. Imanusis aviv, that's floated in Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanani. Uvalok the loikam mairi. What is the case of the Imay Anusis Ovid? So, if you want to take a look at the Rashi, Imay Anusis Ovid, Rashi is about three quarters down the Omud. It's a short Rashi. Imay Anusis Ovid, Shinosa Ochiv Me Ovid, Achrechein, Umeis Bloy Bonim, Benofel of Nei, Beno Liyibim. You have, let's talk about Yaakov Avino, but not Yaakov Avino, the Tzaddik of the others. Yaakov Avinu for purposes of our case over here. That what happened to Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, unfortunately, Leah Leinu, instead of marrying Leah, he was Ma'anis Leah. And they had a son called Reuven. So there's a difference between what it says in the Heilige Torah, that Yaakov Avinu married Leah, he was Ma'anis Leah, and he had Reuven. At the same time, he also married Ruchel, and Ruchel had a son, Binyamin. Totally normal, totally fine.
So he married Ruchel, but was Ma'anis Leah, but married Ruchel.
Correct.
Okay.
Now there are two sons over here. Both of these sons are sons of Yaakov Avinu. Who are the sons? Reuven and Binyamin. Reuven and Binyamin happen to be Achim Minho Av, but they're not Achim Minho Ein. Right?
So they have a Yibam liability one to another.
Exactly. What happens now? Yaakov Avinu passes away. And he leaves over both the Anusa, that's Leah, as well as
the Nesua.
Good. Now, Binyamin, who is the son of the Nesua, says, you know, that Anusa is quite pleasant looking. I would like to go and marry her. And assuming that Anusa's Oviv is mutter to a son. It's not Ashes of it. The Torah says you're not going to marry your mother, you're not going to marry Ashes of it, but it's not an Ashes of it.
And it's not a biological relative of his either. It's just through his father.
Exactly. So therefore, it's Anusas of it. And he marries Anusas of it. Okay, and what happens now? So you have now Binyamin marrying Anusas of it. A year later, Binyamin is in a terrible traffic accident, Halach Leilamai, and now, guess what? The Anusas Aviv falls now, Liyibam, to the brother, who is Reuven.
Who's actually the biological son of that very woman.
It's his Imai.
Right.
And a mother is a mother, and a mother, whether it
biologically
was,
doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
You cannot do Yibam. It matters.
It matters
because it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So Reuven cannot go and be Miyabim her.
Right.
Also, let there be that case in our Mishnah. Let's have case number 16. That if Anusas of the falls Liyibam to the son, that he's not allowed to go and marry her. And this is not similar to any of the cases in the Mishnah because the Mishnah doesn't mention Imoy at all. So this will be his Imoy. Put that as case number 16 or put as case number 1. That was the Kasha. Says the Gemara, the reason why it's not mentioned on Mishnah because our Mishnah doesn't want to get involved in machlokes. And Anusas Ovid is a machlokes. What do you mean it's a machlokes? If you go back to Dav David for a moment,
where
he had this machlokes between the Chacham and the Yehuda. If you go in the middle of the Ovid, did not. No, you say Adam Dav David Amid Aleph, David Amid Aleph 4a, middle of the Ovid. Ditnan, you have the middle of the Amid, Ditnan. No, you say, Odom Anusas Ovim Mfutas Ovim, Anusas Benoyim Mfutas Benoyim. A person is allowed to marry Anusas Ovim. That's our Binyamin. He married Anusas Ovim. That should be the 16th case in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. If Yudah says, no, Oisim Anusas Ovim. Why is he Oisim Anusas Ovim? Because it says in the Pasuk, not only Leikach Ishes, Ashes Ovim, but Leikale Knaf Ovim. And Knaf means even a case of Anusas.
And you mentioned the case of Boaz in Rus.
Yeah, that's because the other man, the Yamold, is talking about the Shemeres Yom. But he holds to Maranusa. That's not the Boyas case.
Right.
So if you have that Yigalik Naf Ovim means Anusa, then it's also Anusa's Ovim. So then you don't have 16 cases. You only have 15 cases. Because Shimon is not allowed to marry Anusa's Ovim because it happens to be an Ishishiesh Lekaris. He's not allowed to marry it. And therefore, says the Gemara, we didn't want to get into Machloikis in between Plukta and Abudu. We wanted to meet Plukta and that's a later Mishnah on Daf Chof in the next parak. What means Issa Mitzvah Issa Kedusha? Without going through the entire chakra Vitari over there, the Issa Mitzvah is referring to Shniyos. It means the Torah asks a person to go and live with his own mother, but it doesn't ask him to live with his grandmother. Shniyos would be an Eim Ho'Eim, the second generation, or the great-grandmother, the third generation. These are all called Shniyos. Those are all Isser Medivri Sofrim. And then there's a din of Isser Kedusha. What's an Isser Kedusha? What happens if you have Reuven and Shimon, and Shimon unfortunately married an Isser, but not an Isser Erva, but an Isser Lav. For instance, Shimon married a Mamzeres. A Mamzeres, was he allowed to? Chas v'shalom. Now they're married, but he did.
Is the Kedushin Tosin or not?
Is the Kedushin Tosin according to Rabbanon?
Yes, but not according to Rabbi Akiva.
Not according to Rabbi Akiva. So now what happens? What happens when Shimon passes away? And now Reuven is faced with the dilemma, should I go be Miyabim that Mamzeres? According to Reuven, according to the Rabbanon, he would be allowed to go and make a Yibim, but we don't want him to be over an Isser, so we tell go and do Chalitza. But according to Rabbi Akiva,
it's not a starter. It doesn't exist.
Why doesn't
it exist? Because there's no Kedushin Tosin, but Chai V'Chai.
Exactly. It's considered to be an
Issachar. It doesn't exist. Right.
Even if it was Toifis, but it's considered to be like an Issachar. It's an Issachar. And Esa Doichaloi says she is by Karis, and therefore there's no din of Yibam. Ah, but in that Mishnah Dav Chof, it is mentioned that there's a Machloik, the Pligar B'Kiv Rabbanon. So you see that we do have Machloik in the Mishnah. Uktani. Every man pair can come in. We're talking about our parent.
And Rebbe was the editor of the Mishnayos, so he sets the rules.
Exactly. Frank, do you more of an our parent? On Daf Yud Gimel, we're going to have Machloik and Bisham and Beisil. Even though in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, we took it as a Dov of Poshit, that not only is the Erva Asur, but the Tzara is also Asur. Aye, but here it says, well, Beishami matirnes a Tzara's la'achin. Beishami respectfully disagrees. Or Beisil Oisrin. Our mission, of course, goes in accordance with Beis Hillel. But you see, it's a Machloi, Beisham Beis Hillel. And nevertheless, you have all these 15 cases, even though it's a Machloi. Beishami, Mbokim Beis Hillel. Ain't a Mishnah. That doesn't count.
That's an easy one.
Doesn't count. Frank, the Gemara about Eishes Hakish Liabay Lamai. The Pligi Reb Shimon Verabbanan Uktani. We have the case of the Eishes Hakif Shliyah Beramai. And the state of the Mishnah, that's a Machloek Reb Shimon Verabbanan. After the Gemara, the Noidel of Seif Yibeng Loi Palig Reb Shimon. In the case of Noidel, after that Yibeng, then there's no Machloekis. What is the case over here of the Eishes Hakif Shliyah Beramai? So before we see the Rashi, it's easy to understand. We have over here Reuven that was married to a woman. At the same time that Reuven was alive, Shimon was also alive. Baruch Hashem. Reuven never passes away, and now this Almana never...
This is Reuven falls to Shimon.
Falls to Shimon. Whilst at the point when she fell to Shimon, before Shimon was Miyabeh, Shimon had to go and sit Shiva that week, and then there was Shloishim. Guess what happened in the meantime? In the meantime, Levi was born, another brother to Reuven and Shimon. Can Levi possibly go and be miyabim this young lady? Obviously not now, he's still a baby.
13.
But wait until the mitzvah. Could he go and be miyabim at that time? The Tehra Zoktach, an Eishes Achav Shlihoye by Lomai. That's considered to be just like an erva. He cannot go and be miyabim. Finished. End of discussion. Okay. Now there's another possible case. What happens again? Reuven was married to a woman, and Shimon was alive and kicking, and Reuven never passed away, leaving a Yevama for Shimon. Shimon marries that Yevama, Mazel Tov, Lachem Lachem Shein, and after Shimon was Miyabim, then Levi came on the scene, the brand new brother. And eventually, Shimon passed away without any children, and now the Almana falls to Levi. Can Levi go and marry that Eisha Shimon?
She inherits the Isser of Eisha, of Achim Shloi, Achshloi Belomai.
That's what the Rabbanan hold. That since was already impressed on her, Eisha Achshloi Belomai from Reuven, so Levi cannot go and marry. Reb Shimon said, no, in this case he can marry, because as far as he's concerned,
Eisha L'chodavar, she was Shimon's wife, not Reuven's wife, when Levi was born.
Because Reuven never existed, was never on his radar screen as far as he's concerned. So the only Achim Yachtov that there was Shimon and Levi.
And
she can be Meyach. The Eishes Shimon after all. So the Gemara's kasha was, in the first case where you have Shimon being born at the time of the Zikah, meaning after Reuven passed away, and before Shimon went and was Miyabim, that is a machloikis, where the Rabbanan say that's an Eishes. And then Reb Shimon says on that case, also that's an Eishes actually by Lamai, that Levi cannot go and be Miyabim. So that everybody agrees. However, what happens in the case of that the Shimon was Miyabim first, and Levi was born
after
later.
After the fireworks were over.
After the fireworks were over, Shimon was already Miyabim, and now Levi was born. That's where the machloikis is between Reb Shimon and the Rabban. Where the Rabbanan says that if Shimon passes away, it remains an Isra on Levi to go and be Miyabim, because it was originally Eishes Reuven, Eishes actually by Lamai, and Reb Shimon says, since he had nothing to do with Reuven, he can be Miyabim. So is the machloikis in that case? Says Yimara, in our Mishnah, ben noilad v'psoif yibem leipalig Reb Shimon. And that's what the case will be in our Mishnah. That noilad v'psoif yibem. In other words, that Levi was born during that Zika period, post Tira of Reuven, pre Yibam of Shimon. So as far as he's concerned, he is an Achshlei Haymaylamai vis-a-vis Reuven, because this woman never is the Yevama of Reuven. Theoretically, he could go Minyam.
13 years later, but
exactly. It's Eish Achshlei Haymaylamai. In that case, Kuli Alamai, even Reb Shimon, Lebalik Reb Shimon, that is the case. Let's take a quick look at the top Rashi. Reb Shimon, Palik Eish Achshlei Haymaylamai, Perek Sheni, Matzach Lei Chalitza, the Philohachi, Ketoni, Lob Masis, and the Ptura. It's Chamach Loikis. O Meshani, Menodim, Besaid, Himalim, Palik Reb Shimon. Heichad, the Meser, Uven, Belibanim. The Achla Yibma Shimain Noida Lady Achim, the Oid is a Kukali Yavam, Vahoisaloi, then and Shimon married her, Asura Benefila Zumishim Ashes Akam Shlehoi by Lame. Why the Yibma Shimon, Shimon was Miyabim, Umais Blay Bonim, and then Shimon passed away. Moide Reb Shimon Shasura the Lady, Hoyle the Nesra Olav Shah Achas Benefila Rishaina. So I Bazoi, so where's the Machlakis? The Chipalik Reb Shimon, the Yibam Shimon as Ashes Ruven. The Agakach Noil Levi, Umay Shimon, to Hossam Shirley Reb Shimon Liam Umay, play Noflu Lafana Mikoch Ruven Ochim, Shemais Kvar, you know, Shaikas Ruven.
That's history. It's the Koch of Shimon dying that he exactly. Falls to Levi.
Nasra Olav Klum Kishinov Lulfan Mikar Shimon Shoyba Lama Ibn Nasra. So therefore, bottom line is, our case in the Mishnah does not have to be talking in a machlaikis. It could be talking about the Nahu of the Seif Yavim with Le Paligrib Shimon. Ivam Raboshia Cholikar Shimon Afri Shoyna that Shimon argues in all cases of the Ashes Ashley by Lama. Says, well, he told you Shimon Raboshia. Raboshia Taka held that way. But the Gemara asked the Tilson Raboshia and he was Ogifreit. Therefore, that doesn't count. From here, Amar Yuda, Amar Rav, Chitana, Bchiyim, Bekulam, Yikari, Ben Asur, Lezeh, Betores, Lezeh, and Yet Hashem, that we're going to continue on tomorrow. Stop at this point. Have a wonderful day.